Yeah, may have heard me or maybe other people talk about this idea of delightful design. When we talk about delightful design, we're talking about adding those little extras to our websites that delight people. You almost certainly heard me or somebody else use the analogy about edible food, that when you go to a restaurant, you're not just after edible food, you're after delightful food, the great ambiance and all the rest of it. So adding, you know, and how that in turn is a bit like usability, that we make our sites usable, which is the equivalent of edible food, but we don't make them delightful. We don't go that extra step. But often when we think about delightful designs and the examples that are shown of those little extras that delight people, they're often humorous little things. You know, they're slightly comic wording. Like if you look at the bottom of Innocent Smoothie container, it says "Stop looking at my bottom." Or the MailChimp example, when the chimp comes up with various funny lines and that kind of stuff. And so you might be tempted to think, well, delightful design doesn't apply to my website because my website is a serious website aimed at a serious audience. It may be a B2B website. It might, you know, do a lawyer's website or whatever else. But actually, I think every website can add elements of delightful design. I'm meeting tomorrow with one of our clients that's a B2B client, and you know, is a very serious client, and we're talking about the subject of delightful design. I was trying to think it through. If you can't use humour, what can you use? But if we look around our world, there are lots of examples of little delightful experiences that aren't humorous but are nice. Things like when you go and stay in a hotel. Hotels are a great example of delightful design. When they fold the corners of the toilet roll, or they make your towel into the shape of an animal, or whatever. You know, it's those extra things, those going above and beyond. And I think there are lots of examples where we can do that online, where we, you know, we make improvements to the user interface, or we follow up with emails after the event, or maybe even an actual physical call. Or there's lots of opportunities to add just little bits of delight to our design that don't need to be humorous, can be about attention to detail. Attention to detail is a powerful element of creating delightful design. So look at your own website and ask yourself, where can we add those little enhancements, those little things that make our website stand out from the competition?